Hey there, Captains Potters. It's Ambassadine. If you're listening to the most recent episode of Captain's Pod, you know that we're going on a brief hiatus. But I have an idea. It will, however, require your help. You've probably noticed that Captain has mentioned many emails that we've gotten and that he intends to, at some point in time, do like a compilation episode where we read your emails. I don't have access to his, what's the Star Trek version of email? Captain's files?
I don't know.
But this is where I'm going to need your help. You can send your emails to me. Here's my idea. What if I responded to your messages? What if you gave me the right way to talk about Star Trek-y stuff? Like, I don't know what to call an email, but you probably do. You could kind of help to script a little bitty mini episode. I could try to answer questions about Star Trek based on what I've learned so far. And of course, technically any question can go. You could ask about pet stories that you might be missing. In fact, I'll give you that freebie right now. Let me tell you about something that happened today. So Iris is going to be having a birthday party. I have decided to attempt to make her ice cream cake myself this year. This then means I will eventually have to transport said ice cream cake to the party, and I need a cooler. I do have a cooler. 2 years ago, I put it outside. I now no longer remember why I did that. It's been too long. Too many things have happened. I have many memories of it being in various positions in the backyard, and at some point I was going to use it, so it went to get cleaned out. And I did not go clean it out. It was actually when Ian was visiting, I think last year, and he was kind enough to say, I got it, let me just go spray it out or whatever. It never made it back inside after that cleaning, but obviously I need it, so I went out today to go open it up and clean it out again. Except for when I opened it up, it was filled with water, to the brim with water, and like some yard debris. And then I realized some of the yard debris was moving. And you guys, I have a new fish tank. They're not fish. I don't actually know what they are. A bit tadpole meets, I don't know, super buff bacteria. I'm not really sure, but I can see it with my naked eye, which means if it is something that's meant to be microscopic, I am in deep trouble. I went to look at it with Iris later on because it's clearly a science project come to life. Anyway, I decided to open it up when the rainstorm came to do two things. One, nourish whatever creatures are growing in there with fresh water. Two, potentially start the apocalypse by releasing whatever they are into the wild. They have access to air. They may be dead. You know, maybe they were just going to be fine until I like broke their biome, which I did. And anyway, that's my pet story for you. I think technically it counts. And maybe it kicks off an idea for an email. You can email me, Denee@cinemasins.com. That's DENEE@cinemasins.com. I don't have a Star Trek email yet, but that might happen someday. If I get like, I don't know, 25 emails or so, I think I'll have enough to try my hand at my very own episode. Yes, I did clear this with Ian before putting this idea out to you. So thank you for listening to this little blip of audio. I hope it finds you well, and we will miss you on our hiatus, and potentially it won't be too long until I make an episode, just depending on how many emails we get. I mean, I get. Send them to me. Don't send them to Ian. Okay, over and nope. Transmission ended? No. Shit, I should know this. Computer end personal log. Yeah. Got it.
Thanks for listening. Want to connect with the show? Our hailing frequencies are always open through captainspod@cinemasins.com. Like, comment, and subscribe on your podcast player of choice, and be sure to visit cinemasins.com.